Welcome, everyone, to KTWHLP Two Harbors Community Radio. 99.5 on your dial, ktwh.org on your streaming device, bringing you this week's stories behind the stories in the Lake County Press with writer and editor Kitty Mayo. Good morning, Kitty. How are you on this positively splendid, beautiful, lovely day?
I'm wonderful, Tom. Good morning.
Good, good, good. Wonderful fits wonderful nicely. We have a number of stories in front of us this morning. Let's start out with something ominous. A new level of artificial intelligence scam is hitting home.
That's right. And we really want to let people know about this so they can be prepared to handle it if it happens to them. This was through the good graces of Paul von Gertz. And his wife, Mary, shared their story with me a few weeks ago. They had a phone call, and they're quite certain that the use of AI was part of that, because the person that called them and identified them was somebody that they know very well, and they were sure it was her. So we're assuming that AI was used to replicate a person's voice so well that it was convincing. And the person was asking for money in an emergency situation, and they quickly became suspicious and called her back, and she knew nothing of it. So this is something that I've been talking to my parents about, that we're going to start getting calls, and it's going to be AI, and you're going to think it's my voice or another family member's voice, and you won't be able to tell the difference. It's just that good. So always the answer is, and I spoke to the sheriff's department, Tim Loma, Deputy Loma, was really helpful, and he said, always hang up and call them back. That's the key right there. If somebody says they're in trouble and it sounds like somebody that you're sure it's them that you would lend money to, say, I'm going to hang up the phone. I'm going to call you right back. Because if you call their number directly and speak to them, then you'll have the real story. So really important that people pay attention to this. And trust me, Tom, video calls are coming where you will be getting calls from someone and pick it up as a video call to verify it's them. And it will look like them and sound like them. So people really need to be on their toes with this.
Well, as Mulder said, trust no one. And I guess it's come to that. I just...
We have to be smart. We just have to be smart. Like always, scams have always been a thing. And this is just a new way of trying to trick people into getting their money. We just need to be smart and follow the stuff that people have set out from us to protect us. Don't give anyone money unless you can verify it's them.
I have things running through my mind right now I cannot even say out loud. Why not? I should just stick to business here and talk about Rita Wesler, who won the 2025 Gunflint Mail Run up the shore here in Grand Marais area someplace.
Yeah, up the shore, up the Gunflint Trail. And this is an article from Brian Larson at another Cherry Road Media newspaper in Grand Marais, the Cook County News Herald. And he had a nice article that he wrote up about Rita. Rita lives in Cook County, and she is a dog musher, and she has a kennel up there. And this is a really neat race that brings in some pretty notable people. So it was cool that Rita won. There are people from all over that come to this, although a lot of them are local. For instance, the Frakings often participate, and people know Jennifer and Blake Fraking is a pretty common name. And a lot of these people you're going to see again in March, which was the reschedule of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Race. So people can look forward to that.
And my earnest apologies to Rita if I mispronounced her name. It has a kind of a German look to it, and so I just did my best with it.
You did fine.
Thank you. On to Superior Shores gets a lovely little wordplay here, Kitty, a redo with Joe Ray, and so it goes, and do go on.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. This is the world I'm living in. Superior Shores was one of the, kind of big deal resorts. It was built in 1986. You guys, you know where it is. It's just out of town a couple of miles. And it was such a big deal when it came into this area. Joe Ray was a co-owner at the time. A lot of people will remember that name and that family. And he sold it ultimately to Bryce Campbell. And very recently, just this last summer, it was taken away from Bryce. And by a court order it had been in receivership, I guess is the correct legal term. So it had been a contract for deed sale from Joe Ray and other partners to Bryce Campbell. People will know Bryce's name from other things in the news recently. Bryce has been involved with a number of resorts on the North Shore, including the historic Lutzen Resort that had a fire a year ago. So this is a big deal. I couldn't believe it when I heard that Joe Ray was back. What the heck? Joe talked to Katja Gordon, and they had a great conversation. Katja also talked to Eric Mortensen, who is running the resort as the GM. The restaurant has gone back to a different kind of restaurant that's more welcoming and reasonably priced for locals. During Bryce Campbell's ownership, locals were not welcome. And I'm just going to be very plain about that. In the resort, if you had a 55616 zip code, you could not rent a room there. And that was something that I certainly approached management there on many times. Superior Shores was kind of known to be welcoming of people, of guests, of pool parties, welcoming to get the community in there. And that ended when Bryce Campbell was the owner, just very clearly. Joe Ray says he wants the community to come back. One of the questions that we've posed to him from the newspaper, because we've heard a lot of readers talk about, is will you let people come in for a fee to do pool therapy during certain hours, as had been the custom at many of the pools in town that are associated with hotels and ended during COVID pandemic and just never came back. Joe was considering it. We don't know the answer to that yet, but I'm sure hoping that people will speak up and ask for it. Meanwhile, they're having I know this is a long story, Tom, but I'm so excited about it. They're having a torchlight ski rink. They want locals to come out and skate and have a bonfire and have some goodies next Saturday. I guess this will be the next day after this is aired on February 22nd from 4 to 9.
All I know about it is when they first opened their what they called their chop house or steakhouse or whatever the dickens it was, my wife and I went there just to check it out, and it was a dark interior, and it must have been 6 different levels of table waiting persons who would attend to you, you know, and I thought, uh-oh, I should have worn my boiled shirt front and my diamond studs, because, oh, jeepers, if you were going to select from your menu, and if you were going to go down the right-hand column and look at the prices, well, there weren't any. There would just be a 2 or a 3-digit number following
I know. It was rough.
We ate our small meal with regrets and left, and it wasn't even all that good, so I'm... Move on, Tom.
It's
move
different
on.
Now. It's
yes,
different.
Yes.
Let's go check it out.
Like I say, it's a redo on the place there, and so it's back to normal. And welcome, Joe Ray. Tourism is bringing poverty level wage jobs, and tourism is the way of life on the North Shore now. People in Grand Marais have been aware of this for decades, needing 2 and 3 jobs to be able to live up there, and it is part of the way of tourism industry now.
It is indeed. So you're referring to a letter on our opinion page on A4 from Roger Anderson, a resident of Two Harbors, and some of the ideas he has around tourism, trying to bring attention to as we grow, as developments are proposed, such as the potential hotel and event center that was part of a land sale purchase agreement with the city of Two Harbors. What does that mean for employment? And Roger did some numbers around that and is pointing out that some of these jobs should pay more if we expect people to have living wages. A very important point. Roger and I got to have a conversation and updated some of the information that he was sharing regarding what property taxes mean around tax increment financing. And I think these are just really important topics that people should get educated on so they can form a very informed opinion.
You bet. I've had experience in a tourist-oriented district in Minnesota, and the persons who were waiting on me had accents from Eastern Europe, and it turns out that the establishment that was employing them on a guest worker visa had also built a dormitory for their guest workers, so that there would be a place for them to live and offset the kinds of wages that I'm just getting deeper and deeper here.
There's a lot to talk about. Let's start those conversations. You're not wrong.
Lake County was well represented at Capitol Days in St. Paul last week.
Isn't that a cute picture? Oh, my gosh. So is Capitol Days, if people don't know, is a chance for locally elected officials to go down to the Capitol and set up meetings with legislators that represent them to advocate for. It's a really great strategy idea, like to advocate for what matters to people here at home. And I've watched it build over the years, and I'm just really pleased that there were so many representatives from Lake County down at the Capitol, spending a couple of days together, getting the time in. In the photograph, you'll see a great spectrum of leaders in our community, along with our elected officials at the state level, which is Natalie Zalesnikar and Roger Scraba and Grant Hochschild. I love seeing these people together in a picture that's meaningful to me as a voter, that these people are working together with happy smiles on their faces. I've spoken to virtually every person in this picture, which ranges from our local mayors to our the superintendent at our school district and many others. And everybody has said what a productive time it was, what a positive amount of conversations they had. So here's crossing our fingers for good things to come.
You bet. And good news in a way as well. And I thought maybe we could close out with some remarks on the educational and other meaningful ways of celebrating Black History Month.
Super. Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out, Tom. I loved going back and finding a photograph from Robin Washington that he had shared with me. And if people don't know who Robin is, he was the editor of the Lake County News Chronicle, our predecessing newspaper in the county, many years ago. And in 2022, I got to interview him, talk to him about diversity in journalism and on his story of being Black and Jewish and living in Two Harbors with his young family. I really encourage people to go back in the archives. You can always find all of our old editions on our website. And I put the date in there so you can look it up. It was such a great interview. Robin has been such a good leader to me, and specifically about finding the best ways to communicate in the newspaper around things like Black History Month. It's still February, and then there's a whole list of ideas of what you can do to become more educated in meaningful ways around Black History Month.
And yes, and he is a prominent and successful figure in local journalism, and to think that we had him here for a while is kind of a brag for local journalism anyway. And he's a genuinely nice person as well. I need to apologize to listeners for the way I've been conducting myself these last several minutes. I've got no excuses, I guess. I just, it's the times. It's the times. Kitty, it's been a swell morning. Is there anything that you need to get out?
There's always more to the story, Tom. I'll hang on to it for next week.
Very well. Thank you for that. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Really, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on the radio again next week. Bye for now. And to you, Kitty, as well. Thank you. And bye for now.
Bye, Tom.